Now we have our second feature, the Nostalgia Hour article, written by Derek James and read by Sarah Lusher. With the demolition of Anglia Square, mystery surrounds the plaque on an old warehouse.
It is rarely out of the news, but we should remember the history of this ancient part of Norwich, known as Anglia Square. As the buildings come tumbling down, mystery surrounds an old stone plaque, and today I'm asking if anyone can shed any light on it. Last November, I featured a new book by Matthew Williams and Jason Cork called The Lost End of Calvert Street, containing the early memories of Jason's dad, Derek, who grew up on the stretch of the street flattened when the first Anglia Square was built in the 1960s. The popular book raises a particular question about an old flint-built warehouse that somehow survived until recently on nearby St George's Street and is only now being taken down in preparation for Anglia Square Mark II. I mentioned this in my earlier piece because of a tantalising possibility that the modest flint building might have contained remnants of a very old church that had its origins before even the Normans came to Norwich in the 11th century. It was St Olave's, one of several medieval churches that had gone out of use in the 1500s. Suspicion of the possible significance of the building had arisen only recently because of its size and east-west orientation. Coupled with the realisation that 1970s mapmakers had incorrectly marked the historical site of the old church on the present St Crispin's roundabout rather than on the nearby Anglia Square site behind the former Cherry Tree Public House, the corner building recently vacated by Men's Shed. Thankfully, detailed archaeological examination during its dismantling should be settling this question once and for all. However, along the way, another little puzzle has arisen relating to its history, which we know was at one time used for stabling horses in the pub yard. On the back corner of the warehouse was an old stone plaque mounted in the wall, and so eroded that only occasional letters can be made out. Its wording can no longer be read. The question is, what did it say? So, listeners, is there anyone who knows more about this plaque? There may be people who know what was written on it, or even have an old photograph before it became weathered beyond legibility. I'd love to hear from you at derek.james2013@gmail.com. Who knows what other puzzles may be unearthed on the Anglia Square site as the demolition work continues. The book, The Lost End of Calvert Street, costs £9.50 and is available from City Bookshop in Norwich or by direct mail order from www.sctbooks.co.uk.
Thank you, Sarah.